Understanding what I can and cannot control. Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. All right, everyone. This is a topic that I am so passionate about. And yesterday when I ended the podcast, I was about to go on another tangent on you all. And I was like, you know what? No, it's okay. I gave enough really good in content today. So we're going to stop and wait for another day. And so today, control. Oh, that word. Some people are probably cringing in their seats or wherever you are. Control is such a word, and for me it's a negative word. For me it's a word that I've heard my entire life, and I'm like, I don't understand. I have zero interest in controlling people, and for some reason my communication can express that to others. And there's part of it where I'm responsible for, and there's part of it where they are responsible for their feelings towards other people's communication. But that is it. It's our mindset and our control of our own mindset. And so I'm going to get super woo-woo on you today and really talk about the Abraham Hicks stuff that I was mentioning and universal laws, law of attraction, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot, there's so much information out there on universal laws, but today I'm going to primarily focus on the law of attraction and your mindset and how you attract what you are thinking and feeling. And so if you're feeling like you need to be in control and you're expressing yourself in a controlling kind of way, you're going to attract that from other people. And so first off, okay, let me back up. I'm getting so passionate about the conversation, so I'm just going right into it all, but I'm skipping really important parts. I know I talk a lot about mindset, and if I'm painting your picture here a little bit, in our mind, if you stop and think and just close your eyes and take some breaths in and out, then you can really feel into yourself. Maybe you hear some noises outside. Maybe you hear bird chirping, car, drive. Well, don't do this if you're driving, I should mention. You know, you can see your surroundings. You can feel your surroundings. How does your body feel? Where in your body are you holding tension? Where in your body do you feel maybe a little bit of resistance? And in this resistance feeling, it's usually uncomfortable. And when we feel those uncomfortable feelings, we often feel like we need to control things outside of ourselves. If our environment was different, then we would just be happier. Or if my boss didn't talk to me that way, I would be so much happier. And I'm scared to go to work because I don't want to be treated disrespectfully, you know, so on and so on. Whatever head message, because that's not necessarily head trash, but whatever message you're receiving or giving yourself and allowing the world to control your message, you can go ahead and open your eyes and really focus on that feeling. For me, I get it in my throat, and I actually have that today. I will share, you know, I think it was a couple days ago, I was reading an article, and it talks about how by this time of year, 90% of people have quit their goals. And so much of me is feeling so resistant towards continuing this. This is a significant amount of vulnerability, sharing thoughts and education and experience with people and having, you know, putting myself out there in the point where to so much so that people can judge is like scary. But you know, my strongest motivator is Melody, my oldest. I want so badly for her to believe in herself. And if I don't believe in myself, she won't believe in herself. That is the trickle effect of mindset, and law of attraction and, you know, how we are feeling about ourselves. So what can we control? think anything, whatever is holding your resistance in for me again, it's being so vulnerable in my throat and in my chest. I'm feeling this feeling of just, you know, it feels negative. It feels like lack of worthiness. It feels, you know, it feels unimportant. It feels so, it's just a negative feeling. I could continue to let that negative feeling in my body control me. Oftentimes we don't really feel or understand how we're feeling. And so we may not like cognitively be processing how we're feeling. So it comes out in yelling, or it comes out in flipping somebody off while we're driving by because they're driving. We are perceiving them to be driving like not nice people. Or, you know, any other example in your life that is impacting, or you're allowing it to impact your control of yourself. Emotional control is a skill. It is a muscle that we don't necessarily can feel or touch or experience in the physical world. It is all energy flowing through our bodies. Emotion, emotion, is where that word come from. it's something that is in motion and it's just happening without our control. I mean, without our ability to stop it or start it. So it's a different, kind of a different avenue of control, but I don't want to go there. I really want to stay in our minds and how we have the ability to control if we just stop and take the time to focus within and understand what message are we telling ourselves. And this is the difference, you know, so getting a little nerdy, stages of change. There's, and I think I've mentioned this before, the first two stages, there's pre-contemplation and then there's contemplation. Pre-contemplation is like, there's no issue. I have no idea what you're talking about. Even though outwardly everyone can see how emotionally negative the person is feeling, or there's contemplation and it's like, oh, this kind of sucks. Maybe there is a problem. I'm feeling very uncomfortable. I'm feeling very stressed out every time I leave the house, or, you know, whenever I start my day. And so those are times where it's like, stop and look within. Don't worry about the million of things to do that you have on your to-do list. That to-do list will always be there. There's always going to be another day with new things to do. Something I've said recently is, I can't wait till we buy a house. And when I buy a house, it's going to be 1,000 times better and everything's going to be great. That's not necessarily true, because all of the shit is still going to follow me to that place. And I'm still going to have to exercise my emotional muscle and figure out how I can manage the new emotion and resistance that comes up. There's going to be so much new resistance to coming up, and I can't really speak to it because I don't know. Comment below if you have some comments so that people can really enjoy this conversation. And hear your perspective, because everyone's perspective is so valuable, and your thoughts and everything have a place in this world. So anyway, control. We can control inwards. And I'm reading the book. Gabby Bernstein wrote it. It's called The Universe Has Your Back. Oh, such an intense book. And last night while I was listening to it, she starts with, what can we control and how can we control how we feel? And it's a daily practice. When it's not easy to start this, because the resistance comes up so intensely and you feel it in your body. That's what I was talking about earlier. When you feel that resistance, whether it's in your chest or your throat, some people feel it in their back and their neck, wherever they feel it. And maybe it's like, oh, I have such neck pain all the time. That is the resistance telling you something. You know, you're always receiving signals from your body or from the universe, and we often ignore them and we just continue down our path. And once we stop to really focus on it, it's like, oh my God, this feeling is so intense and so strong, and it makes us feel like we're going to explode from the inside out. That's seems really drastic, but it's so true. It just feels like your heart's going to explode, and you're starting to, maybe you're getting clammy hands, and you know, the noises are so much louder and you're having a hard time with noises, whatever it is. This is a time for you to look within and just sit with it. And in that moment, there's nothing you can do. sitting through it and feeling through the process, grieving through whatever you're grieving through, is so important, because if we continue to try to numb out from it, it's just going to keep coming back up. And numbing out is a significant concern in our society. I just realized, where does this have to do with relationships? It does. It has everything to do with relationships. It has to do with your head trash. But so when we're working crazy amounts of hours, 60 plus hours a week, and then, you know, you still need to sleep 8 hours a night. So you're barely seeing your partner or your family, your kids, and you're wondering why your body is so tired. And then you're wondering why you're so sick, or why we're getting so many significant diagnoses that are super impactful to our life. That's the body saying, I am fucking tired. And if you don't start to take care of me, I'm going to force you to take care of me. And you're going to have these illnesses that are, you have no choice but to take care, but to deal with it. Because if you were, your body is being put under so much stress that it's getting to a point where it's going to break. And that's where heart attacks come in and strokes, you know, even diabetes. Some people get diabetes because of their poor health habits. And our society is so not set up for us to be successful in our health habits. And I'll go into that another time. You know, our family just went gluten-free. That is one of the hardest things to do, because you have no choice but to prepare your food and eat from home and making sure that you're making good choices. Back to control. Even then, you get to control what you do. You get to choose what you do. You can go after the addictive substances and ways our society has set up our ability or inability to be able to feel in control. And when I say substances, I don't mean drugs and alcohol. I mean sugar and TV and whatever else. You know, the blue light in your phone causes your brain to think that it's daylight. So when you're at night and you're supposed to be relaxing and you're on your electronics, your brain thinks it's daytime, and which is why there's a lot of sleep problems. When we're bored and we feel like there's something more we need to do, I'm guilty of this, so guilty of this, is I start to snack and I'm like, oh, I need to just eat because I'm bored. There's a little bit amount of that is okay. Like, I'm not saying beat yourself up because you had some graham crackers or something, but definitely be consciously aware of, okay, I'm making this choice. I'm choosing not to be in control, and I'm not going to beat myself up about it today, but I am going to do a much better job next time. When I need to be in more control. And when next time shows up, what are you trying to really avoid? And if you're trying to avoid something, give yourself the space to focus on it. Take some time to figure it out so that you're not continuing to be out of control and behavioral in a sense. So I'm going to stop there. Control is such a term that I want to be a positive one. You have the ability to be in control of your life. You are the only one who can be in control of your choices. The people around you or the environment around you may not make it 1,000 times easy to make good choices, but you are still in control. And when you start to veer off the path of not being in control and blaming other situations and blaming the environment or people for what you're dealing with, when you get away from that, it is so freeing to have such control of your emotions and yourself and your choices, and empowerment and inspiration. Those words are so valuable. And when we really have emotional understanding of them, it makes our relationships, our relationship with ourself 1,000 times better, our relationship with our family. And it's a huge ripple effect. It's like a drop of water of empowerment, and then it ripples all the way through the water to everybody else in your realm of experiences. So like, comment, share, subscribe, do all the things, fill out the survey, let's do some chatting. I look forward to hearing from you all, and I hope you have seriously an amazing day. Bye.